Perspective is important when it comes to such an important issue like your health. And one of the topics that have been dominating the health headlines for the last several weeks is vaping. Whether it be e-cigarettes or whether it be vaping THC, the numbers are pretty astounding. I think we're now up to more than 500 lung illnesses that have been attributed to vaping, 7 deaths that have been attributed to it. And even here in Arizona, we have 3 confirmed cases of illnesses. So we wanted to kind of get to the bottom of what we do know and what we're still trying to figure out. And that's why right now we're welcoming onto the program Emily Carlson. She is the Tobacco Office Chief for the Arizona Department of Health Services. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, Pamela. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm sure you have been busy these last couple of weeks with this story. What are the latest numbers and where Arizona stands with these vaping illnesses?
Absolutely. Well, Pamela, you did a great job kind of lining that up for me here. So as of Tuesday, September 19th, we do know that we have 530 confirmed and probable cases of lung disease associated with vape use, e-cigarette product use, reported by 36 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. We've seen that there have been 7 deaths reported nationwide. And here in Arizona, we're investigating several suspected cases. As you mentioned, we've seen 3 cases come out of Maricopa County.
Are the cases all coming out of black market cartridges, or have any arisen from people who only bought their cartridges from vape stores?
That's a great question. You know, we really don't know the answer to that yet. The CDC and the FDA are doing their investigations nationwide, and they just haven't identified any specific substances or e-cigarette products that are really linked to these cases. So we're just not sure yet.
In Arizona, what type of regulation is there for vape stores?
You know, that's such a great question, and I don't have my policy talking points in front of me here for you. But if there are specific questions that you or your listeners have, please send that over to us at DHS, and I can answer that more specifically for you.
Are you seeing people who have been vaping for, well, let me rephrase this. Again, we have Emily Carlson here, the Tobacco Office Chief for the Arizona Department of Health Services. With the cases here in Arizona, and as you dive into it on a national level as well, are you finding that those that are becoming ill have vaped for an extended period of time, or is this something that they've picked up recently?
That's a great question. You know, we're seeing kind of different things here, right? So some patients have reported that their symptoms have developed just over a couple of days, where others have told us that their symptoms have just really developed over several weeks, several months. It's kind of all over the board right now.
How do you get to the bottom of this? If we don't know if it is a labeled product that, you know, is being sold in stores, or if it's a black market product, if it is from folks who've been vaping for an extended period of time or a short period of time, this has exploded within the last week. I want to say the cases are up some 40%. It makes me concerned, Emily, as to where we're going to be 1 week from now. How do you get to the bottom of such what seems like a huge topic?
Pamela, that's a great question. You know, I'm just as concerned as you are, absolutely. The CDC and the FDA really are working hard on this across the country. The FDA is interested in collecting and testing samples associated with confirmed cases. So we're in close communication with both federal agencies at this time. Our messaging and advice to the public is really that if you do use an electronic vapor product, do not modify the device or add any substances to these products that really just aren't intended by the manufacturer.
Emily, in the sense of just the scope of this, 530 sounds like a lot. It's growing at 40%. Mm-hmm. But in the sense of scope, compared to tobacco use, compared to cigarette use, how many people get sick? How many people die in Arizona a year from smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, so really comparatively, like you said, it sounds like we're seeing the smaller numbers with electronic vapor product use, and we do know that tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death and disease just across the board. So we're seeing statistics in vape use that differ from tobacco use. We're seeing declines in tobacco use rate, both in Arizona and across the country, but we're seeing these continued increases in vapor product use. And what's alarming to us at the Department of Health is the just immense increase in vapor product use among youth.
Prior to this happening, where people were really getting sick and dying from the vape use, did the department consider using vape as a safer alternative to cigarettes?
No.
Okay.
No, they did not. Yeah, the messaging hasn't changed on that.
What are your thoughts on these different states? I believe Michigan is one of them. And I know that the president has even come out and talked about the possibility of banning flavored juices, pods, cartridges, whatever you would say. But banning those flavors in an effort to curb, as you said, like the youth use of these products. Mm-hmm. Where does the Arizona Department of Health Services stand on that issue?
Yeah, great question. Unfortunately, that's not really a question specific for us. That's really for the policymakers to decide.
Do you think it would help, though? Do you think that it would help curb youth use of it? It seems as though they're drawn to these flavors.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. And tying that to the illness, like I mentioned earlier, we just aren't sure what really is causing this unknown respiratory illness.
It's not about tying it to the illness. I think we have two issues here. We have the illnesses that are happening in this country, and we also have an explosion of young people who are being drawn to it. And so trying to get those flavors out of it, I think, helps one of those issues, possibly not the next. But let me move on from there. Do you know of anybody who vapes?
Sure. People, yeah, it's a common practice. We know that in the state that about 20% of youth report in Arizona that they've used a vapor product in the past 30 days. One in two have said they've tried the product.
Well, okay, this is your wheelhouse. I mean, the tobacco office chief, for goodness sakes. What would you say to a friend or a family member who is vaping right now?
Absolutely. So really, if you're not currently vaping at all, please don't start. If you are vaping and you're concerned about your health or you're concerned about some of these symptoms that are coming out around this illness, we do have quit resources available to you. We have the Arizona Smokers Helpline, which can help folks who are interested in quitting. So that's an available resource. And again, as I mentioned earlier, if you are vaping, do not modify the device at all. We know that there's no safe level of nicotine for children, and they should never use any vape device. And lastly, of course, if you're using these vapor products and you're experiencing any of the symptoms reported in this outbreak, please seek medical care immediately.
Emily, just real quick, and what we've seen so far is are the people who are coming down with these illnesses from using vape, are they heavy users, or is there any relation or correlation between the amount of use and the illness?
Yeah, great question. We really don't know that yet. Things are still kind of all over the map there.
All right. Emily Carlson, again, Tobacco Office Chief for the Arizona Department of Health Services. Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's something that is touching a lot of families,
yeah.
Barry. I mean, you have sons that are high school?
Yeah,
age?
High school.
Okay.
Age, yeah.
And are they talking about this with you?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it since they were in middle school when vaping really started, and we started seeing in 7th and 8th grade, some of the kids were vaping in the bathrooms, and the schools were freaking out and dealing with it. And what I always do with my kids, like, I say, if you want to vape, let's go, and I'll get them one, and we'll do it. But they say, no, because I figure if I want them to do it, then they don't want to do it.
So you're using the reverse psychology.
But they, it's brilliant, really. But they, I don't think it may not be working for all I know. But they really don't seem to have interest in that kind of stuff. We talk to them more about, hey, this is your body, this is your brain, these are things that aren't going to help you. We always joke around with them that your brain is still developing until you're 23 or 25. Mm-hmm. After you hit that, you can do whatever you want. But until then, you're ours and you can't do these things. And so they joke about it, but they get it. And they know. And I think kids are more aware of the effect food and nutrition and drugs and things have on their body. At least ours are. And they're paying more attention to that.
Yeah, so, I think that you've got a lot more people paying attention as those numbers continue to increase with these lung illnesses, as you just heard there from the Tobacco Office Chief for the Arizona Department of Health Services, three confirmed cases here in Arizona, but she also kind of snuck in there that they were investigating some other ones as well.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised if that number continues to go up.
I do wonder if the, sometimes you hear about people who use drugs, like there's a bad batch of heroin or a bad batch of whatever drugs and people overdose. I wonder if there was a bad batch of these cartridges or if this is just built into the problem that it's all the cartridges.
But I think the black market part of it is probably playing a key aspect of it.